We are at the International Aerobatic Club, the IAC Aerobatic Center, a beautiful porch they have here on the building that was just erected a few years ago, here right at almost Show Center at Air Venture 2012. Jaymont G, we are on the fly. For an hour, we're going to talk with interesting folks dealing with aerobatics, women in aviation, some international competition stuff, some local aerobatic stuff, some things going forward for IAC. And I'd like to introduce Doug Bartlett, who is the director and president of the IAC, also a board member of the EAA. Good afternoon, Doug.
Jeff, good to see you again. Thanks for coming down and rejoining us.
You picked a beautiful day for an interview.
Yeah, it's a beautiful weather. Yesterday was a little warm. Today it's nice and cool. And as we just heard, there might be a little bit of wet stuff coming down tonight, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, the local folks say they really need it badly. I think that you would get an argument on that from people who are over in the campground, though.
Exactly. They want just enough to keep the dust down.
That's
but
right.
It's working for them so far.
That's right. So, Doug, tell us, so there's been an interesting year at EAA, and, of course, your facility here is, it looks like you've got a very smooth operation going this year. Tell us a little bit about what's happening here this year.
Well, we got our pavilion expanded last year when they put the educational center on it, so we have a lot of activity going on here. And being at Show Center, this is the best spot in all of the convention center, and it's a great spot for our airplanes, and you got a lot of foot traffic here looking at our wonderful planes. So we just really enjoy this location.
Tell me a little bit about what you do as the president to prepare for this long week here at AirVenture.
Well, our activity as president for AirVenture is really just to be here to support our members. We're not directly involved in the air show, although many of the IEC members go on to do air shows besides competition aerobatics. So many of the air show pilots are involved in the IEC pilots are involved in the air show, but we don't really get directly involved with the air show. So we really provide a meet and greet function and provide people with information about aerobatics while they're visiting here at AirVenture.
Now this porch that you have out here in front of your building is probably the biggest open air facility of any of the venues. Tell us a little bit about what goes on to keep you have volunteers that run this area.
Yes,
for the week.
We do. We have a set of volunteers that come out here and they help arrange the planes, make for facilitation of getting the planes in and out. And then, of course, our pavilion is just a great location to watch the air show. It's one of the few real shady areas. And it's open to, obviously, to our members, but to all people. And then we have our pavilion where we do our educating seminars. We have seminars on aerobatic flight, spin safety, many, many topics throughout the week.
So moving forward, any ideas what's coming for the IAC in the next year or next 2 years?
Well, the thing that we're really trying to work on is to work where the IAC can provide training, and not so much training, but just educating people about proper controlling of aircraft, and particularly on the issues of spin. Spinning airplanes and getting them in and obviously out of spins. But the most important thing that we really want to work on with the general EAA membership is to talk about spin avoidance, letting them know the key factors that are involved with aerobatics to avoid the spin. Obviously, the prevention of the spin is way more important than recovery initially. And, of course, if you're in the spin, then I guess it kind of switches around after that.
Yeah. Well, and the FAA actually has taken a different focus on this than the last 5 years, haven't they?
Well, they have, and the FAA moves in certain different directions, but the most important thing in reference to what we want to do working with EAA and, of course, all pilots is to really educate them on the proper use of the rudder and how that can get you in and get you out of trouble.
Well, and I was down at Vintage yesterday, and there's 181 Cubs on the field. That for them to successfully make it here, they need to know how to use a rudder too.
And I tell
in a
people,
different kind of way.
Exactly. And I tell people they ask about what's the significance of aerobatics? What really makes a difference with aerobatics? I said, well, the aerobatic pilots are the people that are the experts at using the rudder. And then really that's it. Everybody knows how to use the stick or the yoke. It's where it's the rudder. And you'd be surprised how many people, they know what it's for, kinda. But when you fly competition aerobatics or air shows, it's really the rudder that you become an expert at.
So what do you think, Doug, numbers-wise, this year versus the last couple of years, where are you at?
As far as IEC membership?
airplanes here and that such thing?
Well, with the very difficult economic time, we see that there's a lull in the action. We don't believe that the membership is dropping anymore, but it's challenging. The cost of fuel, it's more difficult for people to participate in aerobatics. But so we've seen our membership numbers stabilize now, but our club, honestly, is about 60% of the size that it was at its peak. And we would expect as the economy recovers, so will aerobatics and the participation of aerobatic airplanes here at AirVenture.
And let's just refresh everybody who might not be aware. Give us a little rundown on the structure of IAC and a little bit about the different things that you do, as in the competition, the safety seminars, those kind of things.
Yeah, the IAC is structured. We're a division of the Experimental Aircraft Association. We have our own president and board of directors, and we really have a couple of functions. First of all, we provide a venue or the opportunity to participate anybody who has an interest in aerobatics. And we call the aerobatic enthusiast. So we try to support them with knowledge about aerobatics, an aerobatic magazine, really anything that would pique their interest. And then the second aspect of what we do is competition. We are the competition arm in the United States for aerobatics. And the IAC selects competition teams, world teams, in the advanced and unlimited category. And then we work with organizations that then manage the teams out through the world championships. So really being a home for aerobatic enthusiasts is one aspect, and then competition is a second aspect. And then in both of those, we obviously train an aerobatic flight.
Sounds good. And safety-wise, we talked about the spin awareness. Are you is the IAC directly involved, along with the EAA, with the FAA, on developing these kinds of safety programs?
No, we don't participate directly, but indirectly we have a lot of input. Many of the people that participate are actually working on these different techniques of spin recovery are longtime IAC members. Some of them have been competition and air show pilots. But it's spin recovery and the methods of spin recovery are very, very key to what the IAC does. You know, it's really at the core of aerobatics.
Okay, Doug. Well, we're about to take a break, but give us a little preview of what you've got coming up for us, folks we're going to talk to here in the next 45 minutes.
Well, we always like to talk about women in aerobatics. And so the first segment last year, we had an opportunity to talk to a young lady that was getting ready to fly a glider. And so in the last year, she's made a lot of progress on that. And we'll talk about that. And then we also want to talk with a past national glider aerobatic champion. And then we'd also like to talk about a little later on the increased participation in aerobatics with the universities, the flight programs at universities, and why aerobatics are becoming more and more important in flight training.
Okay, sounds good, Doug. All right, folks, we are on the fly. EA Radio, AM 1210, 96.5 on the FM dial, and, of course, on the web at eaaradio.net. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back down here to the IAC for a lot more fun this afternoon. We'll be right back.